What's different about our research that we've published today is that these are cases that are not high-profile individuals. These are cases generally of people, sometimes groups of young men who were accused of particular crimes, were released for various reasons, and then you can see in our research how members of these groups were then killed or disappeared in very similar circumstances. It shows a pattern of connecting suspects of particular attacks to the anti-terrorism police and other parts of the Kenyan security forces.
Can you give us examples or a very graphic example?
There were four men whose names and photographs were published by the anti-terrorism police in October 2012. They alleged that these men were responsible for a particular incident. One of the incidents was they were responsible for a grenade attack on the coast in Kenya. And one by one, after the publication of their names and photographs, they were killed or disappeared in separate incidents in which the ATPU was involved.
And you say it's not just in the coast where previously reports have been brought out about several abuses there. Why is it that your reports seem to indicate that these allegations are also now coming from Nairobi?
In other cases that we documented, they were killed in Nairobi, for sure. And the police acknowledged eventually that they were killed, but generally described the circumstances of their death in a very different way from what witnesses described to us. So most of the time, the police would then suggest that they were killed in a firefight or shootout. People were moving from the coast perhaps to different areas. They had received threats from members of the anti-terrorism police before their deaths, and family members told us this. In some cases, these people described these threats in quite some detail. So it suggests that they were being tracked by the police.
Are these allegations made against all the security forces in Kenya, or are there specific units that come in for particular criticism?
We documented the involvement mainly of the anti-terrorism police unit. But in some of the cases, there was a mixture of units involved in the attacks. In one case, in the killing of a man named Hassan Omondi Owiti and a woman who was with him in Nairobi in 2013, the operation in which they were killed was a joint operation. So we believe there was ATPU plus members of the General Service Unit police in Kenya.